dissent, on the other hand, was a clear, unambiguous critique of his fellow board members' verdict. Most of the derogatory information, Evans observed in his dissent, was in the hands of the committee when Dr. Oppenheimer was cleared in 1947. They apparently were aware of his associations and his left-wing policies, yet they cleared him. They took a chance because of his special talents, and he continued to do a good job. Now, when the job is done, we are asked to investigate him for practically the same derogatory information. He did his job in a thorough and painstaking manner. There is not the slightest vestige of information before this board that would indicate that Dr. Oppenheimer is not a loyal citizen of his country. He hates Russia. He had communistic friends, it is true. He still has some. However, the evidence indicates that he has fewer of them than he had in 1947. He is not as naive as he was then. He has more judgment. No one on the board doubts his loyalty. Even the witnesses adverse to him admit that, and he is certainly less a security risk than he was in 1947, when he was cleared. To deny him clearance now for what he was cleared for in 1947, when we must know he is less of a security risk now than he was then, seems hardly the procedure to be adopted in a free country. I personally think our failure to clear Dr. Oppenheimer will be a black mark on the escutcheon of our country. His witnesses are a considerable segment of the scientific backbone of our nation, and they endorse him.